Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Sportsmonger Radio Show, presented by MyrtleBeachGolf.net for all your golf trip needs. You need to go out and dial these guys up. MyrtleBeachGolf.net gets you your best Myrtle Beach golf vacation. Take advantage. They have deals every day, every weekend, every week. Just give them a call. Go to the website. Go to our website. Click the link. They've got a deal right now. It's worth the. They're definitely worth the phone call and the click. It's the only company I use when I go to Myrtle Beach, and I go several times a year. So please dial in. Anyways, on to the show. My name is Jason. I'll be your host for the next 45 minutes. Normally, I've got a partner in crime, Brian, and I think he is off tonight. So it'll be just me and you cruising through the sports scene, talking NBA basketball, NHL, MLB, you name it. We're going to be talking about it, or at least doing our best talking about it. It's free agency time in the NBA. We've had some big moves. It's free agency time in the NHL. Had some even bigger news moves, some not-so moves, some moves that haven't happened that are probably going to happen, some conversations that aren't happening in home cities that are happening in weird places like New York and, yeah, I don't know, some strange stuff. Wayne Wade. We're bouncing right into the NBA. You're looking at Dwayne Wade as a Bull. Durant's going to Golden State. A lot. There's a lot to talk about. In the NHL, you have, probably the biggest move that happened was Kevin Durant. Or not Kevin Durant, Steven Stamkos of the Tampa Bay Lightning, not going anywhere, staying home for $8 million a year. All right, eight and some change. You got me. But, which is cool. That's a good contract. Good for Tampa for for trying to keep their team together. They're built a lot like the Penguins are with speed, skill. They have a lot of talent, so not a surprise to see them do what they did. Definitely not a surprise. We took care of the bill paying in the beginning, MyrtleBeachGolf.net. As I said, please go see those guys. They'll set you up with four nights, four rounds, five nights, whatever you're looking for, they can do it. And as I said, we're going to talk NHL, NBA. Gave a little snapshot in the beginning. We're going to start, I think, with what makes sense coming from Pittsburgh, which is where I'm, dialing in live from. We're going to start with a little baseball news. Jung Ho Kang, who was one of Major League Baseball's surprise players last year, Pirates took a flyer on him, went ahead and outbid several teams for his rights, paid $5 million just for the rights, ended up getting him, signing him to a $20 million, right around $20 million bucks for 3 or 4 years. We're now in the second season of that contract. And we had a catastrophic injury last year by the Chicago Cubs, Gauflin. A dirty ass slide that took him out, that, you know, broke his leg and, you know, in the MCL, ACL. It was a disaster. Anyways, he finally comes back. Jumps out to a huge, you know, hits 10 home runs before we could turn around and say boo. Started the season late, turns around, you know, starts out like a house of fire. And then in the last several weeks, you've noticed his production fall off. And that could have been for a lot of reasons. Returning back from injury, fatigue, that type of thing. But it seemed like more, and nobody could really put their finger on it until the report surfaced that he was being investigated. Then things started making sense. You know, this is a situation where we are, we live in a world where we are innocent until proven guilty. At least that's the way it should be. I'm as guilty as anybody else. I'm as guilty as anybody else of whether or not I follow that rule. Because if it, you know, that's that whole theory. If it looks like crap and smells like crap, it must be crap. Well, you know, there's got to be something there. It has to be. But I don't, you know, but you got to reserve judgment. Absolutely got to reserve judgment. The Pirates have him in the games, playing. Because at this point, I mean, you got to go on the premise that, yes, he's being investigated, but there's been nothing official yet come out. And you got to treat it as such. His production went down, but though in the last couple of games it's picked up. So maybe the fact that everything came out was actually better for him. In the same sense, it's an extremely serious thing and shouldn't be taken lightly. I don't think the Pirates are. I don't think Major League Baseball is, and I definitely don't think the Chicago police are. So it is interesting that it coming from Chicago, the place that broke his, you know, the same town where his leg was broken. I guarantee you that has nothing to do, one has nothing to do with the other. I can promise you that. With that said, it is extremely odd that that is the case. I find it interesting at best. Conspiracy theorists say maybe. Maybe they're smelling something fishy. I don't. You know, there's too much to be lost from doing something stupid like that. So if, in fact, thing does come to, you know, fruition on this, which is bad, his season's over, and who cares about the season at that point? It's, you know, what happened, you know, was it, how serious, you know, is everybody okay? You know, what can we do to learn from it, and what are the you know, what happens next? What's the next shoe to fall? So a lot to consider here, and none of it can be taken lightly. None of it. Not one ounce of it. And I think that's important. I think it's important to note. As I said, though, you know, there's still...
There's still a lot of information that's yet to come out that, you know, it's probably only days away. The next 10 days are probably pretty crucial. And we'll find out soon enough. We'll find out soon enough what we've got with this. I don't want anything bad to come of it. I really don't. I really like the kid. I think he is
the heart and soul of a nation as far as sports go. He broke a barrier. He was the first one to come from there and play, not just get picked up, but play and, you know, become a significant star, become a significant contributor. And that's awesome. With that said, the people over there are disappointed. And confused. They don't know what to think. We heard somebody from a local TV station interviewed locally on sports radio The Fan on 93.7 The Fan, and you could hear it in the guy's voice. I mean, he was extremely well-spoken, but he used the word shock 1,000 times. So you can tell that seems to be he got his point across. They're shocked because nowhere in his background, nowhere in Gung's background, do you see something like this. Nowhere. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, it came out of nowhere, but it sure as hell sounds like this whole thing's come out of nowhere. And it's not that anybody doubts that it did, that it happened or did not happen. But the fact is, I don't think anybody knew. And that, you know, that's a problem. Or not a problem, but another alarming fact. You can't have it. Can't have a situation like that. You know? If there's no background of the situation, if there's no information that he's ever done this before, that's going to help him out. It cannot hurt him. Can't hurt him at all. Actually, it'll help his situation, but in the same sense, it confuses things. People try to look for track records. You know, has he done this in the past? He's never done this in the past. So did it actually happen? Is this woman lying? Is this something, is it something that's happening? Say, I had my entire board go down, and at that same moment, I had somebody calling my name. So I apologize. I was midstream talking Jung Ho Gung, and I apologize if that's I've never had that happen before. Literally had the entire board go down. Everything I was looking at went dark, and when you're sitting in the dark and everything goes dark, I was lucky I was able to hit the microphone button and turn it off, because I didn't want anybody to hear me freak out and start screaming and saying, where is everybody? Anyways, what I was saying about Gung,
there's been no, you know, the guy calls in, says, you know, there's no background history of this happening before. You know, nothing has led up to this. And then all of a sudden it happens. Misunderstanding possible. Stuff like that normally isn't a misunderstanding, though. It took her 10 or 12 days to come out about it. What does that mean? Well, people that have that happen tend to take a few days. It can happen. Not everybody rushes to the hospital. Some people are embarrassed and upset. Some people can't remember, and then they start piecing it together. And then, you know, I'm not knocking anybody for this situation at all. The fact is, if it happened, God help that person that it happened to. Let's hope that she can get herself together and everything's, you know, and she recovers, and that it's not a, you know, something that lingers with her. And I don't mean that in a physical sense as far as, you know, like she hurt herself. But the fact is, the emotional stress that comes along with that particular issue is catastrophic. It's awful. And if it really did happen, and I'm hoping against hope, this is funny for me to say it, I'm hoping against hope that it didn't happen for both of their sake. In the same sense, that would be bad for her, because why is she spreading rumor like this? Why is she bringing up charges if it didn't happen? A lot, too much can be lost from that. So that's why I say, you know, could there be smoke where there's smoke, where there is there fire? I think there could be in this situation. And nine times, I don't want to say that. There's no stat. There's a lot of reason to go after a person of that has money, that's in a situation that he's in. He's in a strange place. He's still in his first full, you know, year and a half in this country. He's still learning things, you know, doing, if he did that, that's certainly not something you want to learn and do. With that said, who knows what happened? Only the two of them know what happened. He is not talking. He's complying with the police. He's answering all their questions. But outside of that, you know, he's not talking as well. He shouldn't. The pirates are talking. They shouldn't either. They should be mum's the word until something comes of it. And don't be surprised in the end if charges are either dismissed and or there's a settlement of some sort made, or, you know, they come to an agreement of some sort. And, you know, hopefully it's not just somebody going after money. That's why I said it's weird. I kind of want it to be true enough that they are able to either come to an agreement and make the whole thing kind of, I don't want to say go away, but I don't want it to be made up. But worst thing that could happen is it's made up. Because if it's made up, then that only blackens the eye of the females that come after her that want to come out and tell their stories about their particular instances with the wrong people, be them men or women. And guys even, you know, that are, you know, sexually assaulted. The last thing you want to do is, you know, you don't want to cry wolf, because then people stop listening. And it's not just to you, it's to people in general. You don't want to cry wolf. So if it's true, then it's true. Stand by it. Let it be the case and let the authorities handle it from there. And let the chips fall as they may. False alarms are bad, though, in this particular instance. They're bad. It's really bad for it's bad for both sides of the aisle on this one. Let's transition a little bit, because I think it's worth doing at this point. Get into a little
NBA talk. I know that's not my forte, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend it is. But we got a lot going on with free agency, as we all know. Kevin Durant made his move. Horford agrees. Now, mind you, if you just go to dystnow.com, you can see what the GM Hoops guys are doing. They're incredible. If you aren't following our coverage, our basketball coverage, you are missing out. They're that good. These guys are that good. I can't say it enough. I just can't say it enough. These guys are really good. Anyways, Al Horford agrees to a deal with Boston. The Rockets are exploring, possibly trading James Harden. Bogut and Harrison Barnes are headed to Dallas. As I said, Dwayne Wade is a Bull. That's something I didn't see coming. I tweeted out the other day, and, you know, with my limited NBA knowledge, it's kind of sad, but when you live in a non-NBA city, it's easy to not have that. With that said, it's worth noting the Chicago Bulls, with all the issues with Rose and his injury problems over the years, they go out and pick up Dwayne Wade, who perpetually has leg problems, who can't play a full season and hasn't for a while. So they go out and get Dwayne Wade. I mean, good player, really, really, really good player. There's no doubt. I mean, he was a stud in college, and he burst into the pros, and he was all that in a bag of Fritos. But the fact is, the guy can't stay healthy. He can't. What is a team that has struggled with players not staying healthy doing, going after a guy who can't stay healthy? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's crazy. And you got Kevin Durant saying one moment, hey, I'm not leaving Oklahoma City. It's great here. I love it. It's wonderful. And then, 7 minutes later, peace out, folks. I'm taking my game to Golden State, out to the Bay Area. And I saw some media outlet talking about how many championships does Durant win? Well, Durant isn't winning any on his own. In the NBA, it's the one sport where one or two guys makes a huge difference. There's no doubt. But you can do it with one. There needs to be at least two. Golden State's already got a really good team. And they got a couple of dynamite players. One guy is absolutely ridiculous. Kevin Durant only adds to that. So, I don't know. The NBA is funny like that because it is so focused on a couple of players, it can make or break your team. It will just destroy a team, actually, because Oklahoma City looked like they were sitting pretty. And then all of a sudden, the cupboards are bare and they're, talking to Yumi and a boy named Blue. I mean, they're just, they're out trying to get anybody they can get now. That arena went from being a really hopping place to watch basketball and had a great product to, good Lord, what are you going to go watch there? The place will be a cavernous, hello, hello, hello.
unless they can figure out exactly who they can bring in that with enough star power to make them competitive. This is what happened to Cleveland a couple of years back, as I recall the first time when LeBron left. So, interesting stuff. NBA is good. This time of year, it's, you know, you always get big stories like that. Guys moving around, making phone calls, calling each other. You know, there's always a big three somewhere. NHL is really not that much different. Though it is not as much driven by, it is in between. It's, you know, it's not quite, it's not baseball. It's not, it's closer to baseball, I guess, than football or one of the other sports. There's 20 players and they all play. They run three or four lines out there. So, you know, one or two guys makes a difference, but you know, what happens on the third and fourth line, ask the Pittsburgh Penguins this year, matters just as much as what happens on the first two lines. So it's a lot different in that sense. You know, the fact that Steven Stamkos stayed at home is incredible. It's good news for them. It's good news for Tampa. They got something really amazing going. So, super competitive, and they got a good product up down there. So, other deals. Let's give you some other stuff that's going on in hockey. The Devils have made a couple moves, and one of which Kyle Palmieri re-signs a 5-year deal of $23.25 million. Ray Shiro is busy out there. Traded away earlier, last week. They made a couple of other moves. Shiro, for those of you who don't know, Ray Shiro is the general manager in New Jersey. He used to be the general manager in Pittsburgh, and he went out and picked up Ben Lovejoy and Bo Bennett. Bo Bennett is a Penguin, was a Penguin, and Ben Lovejoy, he signed him away from Pittsburgh. The Pens were not going to re-sign him. Too much money. He's for what he brings to the table, they weren't going to re-sign him. As for Palmieri, in his first season, all he did was go out and score 30 goals and 27 assists in his first 82 games with the Devils, which is half as many basically as he had his entire career with Anaheim. Not sure what ignited in him, but New Jersey's pretty good, and they're gonna get nothing but better. Ray Shiro's a good general manager. He proved it here. He was building something really good here. But he attached himself to a coach that, you know, didn't win enough big games. But that has less to do with the coach, in my opinion, than more to do with what the players are doing or not doing. And unfortunately, in hockey, you know, your stars have to be stars. And if they're not stars, they're not just, you might as well just pack it up. It's where the Pens were for half a season. It's where a lot of teams are if their stars are not performing at a high level. When Washington stars were performing at a high level to start the season. They were a lot like the Cubs were to start their season in baseball. Unstoppable. And then all of a sudden, it slows up. And for the last half of the season, the Caps, I mean, they played 500 hockey. Just over. Well, the only reason that worked is because they had built up such a lead. I mean, they shot out like a cannon. Same thing with the Cubs. You know, the Cubs have lost, I don't know, a bunch of games recently, and they're losing again tonight. But it doesn't matter because they were 20-some games over 500, nearly 30 games over 500. So, you know, it's taken the Pirates and the Cardinals everything they can do to get back within 8 or 9 games. Pirates at one point were 15 games back. So, you know, it starts important, finishes more important. But your stars have to play like stars. That's what happened to Pittsburgh last year, and the years prior to that's what happened to Chicago, and so on and so forth. The stars are stars are stars. That's just the way it is. I got a gnat flying around. Backus leaves St. Louis, moves to Boston, 5-year, $30 million deal. Let me look here. Some bigger names. Bodker, winger from Colorado, now it's San Jose. Chimera goes from the Caps to the Islanders. 2-year deal, $4.5 million. Adam Clendenning, $600,000. I only know that name because I don't know why I know that name. But he goes from Edmonton to the Rangers. Jason Demers, Dallas to Florida, 5 years, $22.5 million. Louis Erickson, Boston to Vancouver, 6 years, $36 million. Darren Helm goes from the was re-signed for 5 years. Andrew Ladd, left winger, goes from Chicago to the Islanders, 7 years, $38.5 million. Milan Lucic goes from LA to Edmonton, 7-year deal. That's crazy. 7-year deal, $42 million. That was a July 1st signing. Frank Nelson, Nielsen, centerman for the Islanders, goes to Detroit, 6 years, $31.5 million. Kyle Okposo goes from the Islanders to Buffalo, 7 years, $42 million. That's not going to help Buffalo. Buffalo's terrible. They need help, but it's not going to help them. James Reimer, 5 years, $17 million, San Jose to Florida. Steven Stamkos, 8-year deal, $68 million. That's eight and eight, just to re-sign. There's other ones out there. I'm trying to pick out the ones that make the most sense to talk about. Jeff Zadkoff goes from Pittsburgh to LA. Backup goalie for the Pens, goes to be a backup goalie to Quick in the Kings, 2 years, $1.8 million. That one game he won,
went a long way in helping him out. So anyways, that's kind of free agency as a whole. Some teams got better. Some teams got worse. The NHL's tough. There's a salary cap. They stick to it. It's tough to really be too aggressive. You can only pay guys so much because otherwise, you know, you eat into that 50, whatever million it is, 55, 56, I think, is the, somewhere in that neighborhood. It's hard. I mean, you have 20 guys, 20 or, you know, you only got so much cap room. You know, in the Pens case, they had I think they're only playing with like $1 million left against the cap. So, and I'm sure more deals are imminent and coming. So, I don't know, crazy time. It's a crazy good time in sports right now, especially if you're a baseball fan. You got the All-Star game coming up, back into baseball. I wasn't going to touch on it, but I am. The ridiculousness that is the All-Star game. I know the fans, these leagues try to make this important and meaningful, so they let the fans pick who should play in an All-Star game, which is the dumbest premise ever. I can sit here on my computer and, you know, log in a million times and vote for him. Vote for my guy. It's crazy. At no point. The players should be able to vote. Players and coaches should have a vote. And sports writers. The people watching these guys should have a vote. But you got to be a beat writer. You can't just be a random columnist. I mean, that's just my opinion. I think we screw the pooch on this so bad by letting fans be too interactive. And then, of course, the game means something because whoever wins, whatever league wins, gets the home field advantage in the World Series. Another dumb idea. You can blame that one on Mike Greenberg. He thought that was a great idea. Shortly after that, MLB picked it up and said, let's do it. I don't think it had anything to do with him, but the fact is, that's a dumb idea. All-Star games are exhibition games. The players know who they fear or like or want to face more than the fans do. The fans like a guy who can hit the ball a long way or throw the ball hard. It doesn't matter how bad a season you're having. I mean, Andrew McCutchen got votes. He got votes. Why would he get votes this year? He's batting 240, 12 home runs, you know, 20-some RBIs, maybe 30. Striking out at an alarming rate. One of my Twitter pals says it probably isn't picking up the spin on the baseball. It's probably fairly accurate. I didn't think about it. It's probably fairly accurate. To me, he just looks lost up to, when he's up at bat. I mean, he's chasing curveballs. Curveballs are bending. You know, he looks off. And in the outfield, he looks even worse. He's dropping balls. I don't know. I don't know if it's he can't see. If he's just not seeing well, or if this year is just a stinker of a year and we're just going to have to live through it as fans. So, but why would he get votes? It should be the best players. And now you're voting in the last guy in each league and, you know, the Pirates have a left fielder in that list who's second in vote getting right now in that final tally. All he's doing is batting 320, six home runs, 30-some RBIs. One of the leaders in batting average, stolen bases, gold glove winner, one of the best outfield left fielders in the game, if not the best left fielder in the game as far as defense. And offensively, he just gets better and better. He's not driving in as many runs. They've had him batting behind.
Andrew McCutcheon. Oh, by the way, Andrew is providing him with absolutely, absolutely no coverage. I mean, he's on his own. I mean, that's not stopping Gregory Polanco, but my point is, he's getting on base and starting a lot of innings off with an out or two because Andrew McCutcheon's striking out at an alarming rate. He's striking out left and right, popping up, grinding out. Listen to me. Pittsburgh D's coming out. He's grinding out. What a mess. Anyways, that needs to change. The All-Star games in every league need to change. This one in particular, they need to get rid of the home run derby or trim it back or fix it. ESPN needs to cough it up because I'm sick of back from Chris Berman. Chris Berman's a legend in sports broadcasting. Don't get me wrong. We'd all like to be Chris Berman at some point. That man's laughing all the way to the bank. Though Stan Saverin, another local announcer or broadcaster, radio announcer for ESPN radio locally in Pittsburgh, he's had some run-ins with Chris Berman. He's not a fan. He doesn't dislike him, but he's sending him a Christmas card every year. So we'd all like to be Chris Berman. Fact is, back. I'm done with that. Sounds like Mr. Krabs from the Krabby Patty show. SpongeBob SquarePants. It's horrible. It's unwatchable. I mean, so you got that, and then the next day you got the game itself. I like the Futures game. The Futures game's fun to watch. If it's on and available. That's a good game to watch. I can't get into it. I cannot get into the All-Star game anymore. And this is somebody who grew up watching it. We used to go to a local restaurant, me and my buddies growing up, and we'd go to a Hoagie Shack and get hoagies and drink beer and soda and whatever and eat hoagies and watch the All-Star game. It was a blast because it didn't mean anything. Didn't mean anything. We'd bet each other. Oh, who's going to get the first hit? Who's going to get the MVP? Who's going to do this? Whatever. We used to have fun with it. Now it sucks. In my opinion, it just sucks. And the only way they can fix it is if they go back to the future. Kill it before it grows anymore. I don't want to see any more where it matters, and I don't want to see the fans have any play in that whatsoever. Fans get enough in this sport. They don't need that too. Give it back to the players. With that, we are down to our last 50 seconds. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Obviously, I was flying solo. I tried to do the best I could knowing that I was solo tonight. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back next week with more baseball, more free agency. We're going to start looking at football.
Once again, the show is brought to you by MyrtleBeachGolf.net. Go to the website, get your fall Myrtle Beach golf vacations. That's where to go. Best deals on the internet, best deals in Myrtle Beach. It is a Myrtle Beach golf holiday. It's MyrtleBeachGolf.net. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.